The motion itself is very worthwhile. There definitely is a crisis of pay and wages and conditions within the Defence Forces and within all aspects of the Defence Forces, really, both the Army, Navy and the Air Corps. It's right across the board. And I think that is a very retrograde step, and it's something that needs to be addressed. We had a discussion about Rockall and about the lack of the Navy, the ability of the Navy to be able to go there, or the willingness of the government to send the Navy there to protect Irish fishermen. But maybe it's because the Navy can't actually put any ships to sea because they don't have crew for those ships, as can be seen through this motion here. In December, two naval ships could go to sea because there was no crew for them because of the crisis that is within our services and staffing. And that's the Navy's side, and we have the Army service, where they've been well highlighted here within the House in terms of what the pay and conditions and stuff that they have to live with. And, you know, and it's interesting, just looking at the Minister's response to the motion. One breath he's saying that there is issues going on and there is problems within service. But then he goes on and he says that the turnover level in 2018 was 8.1%, but this was all for departures and includes trainees. And the highest turnover since 2002 was seen in 2012, which was 8.6%. And this turnover level is not out of line with other military organisations internationally, some of which have higher levels. So therefore, there mustn't be a problem. So what are we discussing here today at all? But the reality is that there is a problem, because the Army can't keep its numbers, the Navy can't keep its numbers, they put ships to sea. So there is a problem right across the board, and that needs to be addressed.